Larry?
Yes, Mr. President.
Well, you had a good day, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a pretty good one until the boys started playing excise tax games over in the Senate.
Oh, did it mess you up?
Yeah, but we're just getting the pieces together to figure it out. But they reversed the committee action on putting the taxes on at the manufacturer's level and then proceeded to, in substance, get their $500 million cut. Passed Story on jewelry and opened up the door, and then a few others came in there. And I haven't gotten from Treasury yet just how much it means in revenue loss, but I understand that Dillon isn't awfully concerned about it. I haven't talked to Mills either to determine just what his position will be in conference. What was
Well, hell, I was reading the ticker, and I thought he's going fine and knocking hell out of the amendments, even though one or two votes, some of them.
Yeah, they were damn close, too, we got to pass.
Why in the hell would Mansfield run off when he got a bill like that up? Where in the hell is he?
Well, he's up in Massachusetts, I believe.
What's he doing?
He's speaking up there tonight, I think.
Hmm.
But they were taken somewhat by surprise. I think the total votes seem to be running around
42 to 41 is what I saw.
Yeah, that was 83, and I think the highest they went was 85 or 6. And they get what the hell, the dike opened. I talked to them yesterday afternoon and pointed out, if they hadn't remembered, the difficulty we had in holding those taxes, you know, the last time around. We won by 2 votes after Ed Dirksen wound up in the hospital and wasn't there to present his case on the floor. So, in any event, what the hell, that's it.
You passed renegotiation of the debt limit, didn't you?
No, the debt limit's coming up tomorrow.
Oh, hell.
Yeah, because, see, this thing went on all afternoon.
No.
We checked out the debt limit with them, and Humphrey and Vallejo just insist that there's no problem, and I guess they're right in that. That's an entirely different matter.
Why in the hell did they bring it up and pass it?
Pardon?
Why in the hell didn't they bring it up and pass it? There's no problem.
Well, they kept running late. They ran damn late tonight. Once the boys smelled blood, they went at it pretty good. So, I must say that I thought we'd wind up the day saying it was a damn good day, and then that thing hit us from the rear. But
Mass Transit, will the Senate take the House amendments?
No, we've talked to Sparkman. They're consulting with Pete Williams, and I can see no reason why they wouldn't. But they wanted to talk to Pete Williams, and we've already told Hubert, of course, obviously, that that's the route we should travel. Sparkman says he does want to look at the bill before he makes a decision, but he doesn't know of any reason why he wouldn't. I talked to Al Raines, and he said, God almighty, I hope you can sell him that idea, and the Speaker, too, and I'm sure we can. So they've got a good bill. In fact, Raines, and he's an objective guy, said that the House bill is somewhat better than the Senate bill anyway, and they just pick it up and run with it.
Shriver called in and said he asked Halleck to urge a Republican congressman to testify Wednesday and Thursday if Smith would give him a hearing. Halleck said he would talk to the Republican, see if he can limit their testimony. Then Judge Smith's willing to accept a motion to give a rule to end of Thursday session. Judge Smith said he would vote against the bill, but would not block it. He's extremely friendly to Shriver. That's a memo I got according to what Shriver called up. But you better check that in the morning.
Well, no, I talked to Shriver. He reported verbally the same way to me, but hell. That's an extremely optimistic memo.
That's what I would think. That'd
yeah.
be my judgment from
because
what I thought.
Halleck has either gotten back to him or will get back to him when Sarge wants to check him just to tell him that, hell, he talked to his boys and they're not buying. You know, hell, Charlie isn't about to agree with Sarge on that.
Well, what does Halleck have to gain by just not letting him testify? He wants him to testify. He knows they're going to pass it, and he knows in time they'll get to it. What?
God, you know, Mr. Brett, you remember how we couldn't figure that guy's mind back at the holidays.
What about the foreign aid now? Are we in pretty good shape on that?
Pretty good. Pretty good. There's
Did you give him a rule on it this afternoon to make that amendment in order?
Yeah, they straightened out the amendment.
Yeah.
They straightened out the rule, rather. The I would say the spirit is pretty good up there. I've talked to some of the fellows. I didn't get into it much with them because of the mass transit thing, but the general spirit is pretty good. I think that some of the boys that have felt in the past that this was a dreary, dreary road are now saying to me, God, I think we can hold it. So I think we got a little bit of spirit going for the change.
Well, you better put your best researcher on the Republicans that voted with you last time,
yeah.
And then you better put your best man to take this Eisenhower wire to them and ask them if they'll stand with us and show them how we asked. There ought to be about 3 points made. This is less than Eisenhower asked any year he was in. That's number one. Number two, it's $1.4 billion less than Kennedy asked.
Right.
And it's approximately what they gave us last year. And we've got a hell of a lot more problems in Greece and Turkey and Brazil and India because of the change in government and every other place. And we get those Republicans, then we ought to look at the Southerners and see which ones we can get to absent themselves or to help us in Texas by changing or something like that, because we can't let him defeat us on the floor now.
No, we're not going to let him.
Did he take his whipping pretty bad?
He did, very bad.
Is he still raised now?
Yeah, he's very bad. He told Boggs, of course, last night to his face that he's got you by at least 10.
And what?
Halleck told Boggs that he had us licked by at least 10. Of course, we pulled a pretty good surprise on him, Mr. President. Guys, you know, the real effort put into that thing, and he never figured us to get up to the 180 mark on Democrats. Now, those Republicans, the key motion, the key vote, of course, was the recommit. And by God, kept saying that I didn't think they could get over 30, and I thought they'd be at 25, and I'd be happy with that.
Got 39.
No, that was on the final passage.
Yeah?
No, on the key one, they got 32 or 3, which was right on the button.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, now, Charlie told Hale what? That he had him beat 10 votes on the mass or on foreign aid?
Oh, no, mass transit.
Huh.
Oh, no, that's what's got him disturbed. Because he was bragging all over the hill this morning about mass transit and how he was going to send us down the drain good.
Well, you ought to brag to two or three of these reporters so that they can say, old gut fighter Charlie's lost his ass all year. Because that's what's happened. He started out on foreign aid and you beat him Christmas and you brought him down. You ought to let one or two of them say, old gut fighter Charlie, there's talk that they're going to replace him. Losing his ass on every vote.
Well, you mentioned that. I just wanted to pass and tell you what. Did you hear about Al Raines?
No.
Well, Al Raines, as soon as the vote was over, stepped across the aisle and he said, Charlie, kiss my ass.
What'd Charlie say?
The blue sky eye.
Can't you go to Charlie in the morning for me and tell him that I want him to, these people, they're telling me he wants to be heard and I want to get him heard Wednesday and Thursday and please let us do it and then he can go on to go fishing?
I will. I'll talk to him in the morning.
Tell him now. He talks about both being old pros First, I think it's a goddamn bunch of foolishness. All of his people have got their ass whipped fair and square in the committee to want to go testify after they've done had testimony for 6 months up there. And I don't think that's fair play. But if they want to testify, we're glad to have a meetings for them Wednesday and Thursday and let them testify. Bring a damn bill up Friday and we'll pass it Friday and then go on home Saturday.
Yeah, I'll try him out in the morning.
And just tell him this means something to me, and this is something I want. Now, what he wants, I took care of his man over in committee yesterday, Mr. Budge, and I tell him I've tried to take care of him on everything he wants, but this is something I want.
All right. I'll take a whirl at him.
Okay.
All